At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Welcome back to the podcast today. NEV sales rebound in China. Xiaomi loses a court appeal and the BYD Shark 6 for Europe. Plus, stay tuned later in the show. I'll tell you about China's CATL scaling back its ambitious plans in Europe. Welcome to EV News China, the podcast dedicated to the world's largest EV market. Each day, I bring you the latest headlines, insights, and analysis from the heart of China's booming EV industry and decode how fast-moving developments in the East are shaping the global EV landscape. We'll start with news of China's EV passenger retail sales. NEV sales in the first 19 days of the month have rebounded. The China Passenger Car Association reporting 632,000 NEVs sold in the first 19 days. That's up 5% year on year, up 2% month on month. Retail sales in the first 12 days were 367,000 units, so slightly down. So we had a really good couple of weeks. More recently, there was also the National Day and Mid-Autumn Festival holidays, which affected sales. The year-to-date passenger EV retail sales, now 9.5 million in China, up 23% year-to-date last year. Passenger NEV wholesale deliveries, 676,000 in the first 19 days. That's up 6% year-on-year, 5% month-on-month. And cumulative wholesale sales year-to-date, 11.12 million units. That's up 30% on the same period from 2024. Now, moving on. Chinese automakers captured 7.4% of Europe's passenger car market in September. It's led by, well, the usual suspects are there, SAIC's MG brand, but increasingly so, BYD and Chery as well. BYD's September sales surged and neared a continent-level volume of MG and Tesla. A year earlier, Chinese brands in Europe had a 3.3 share. So in a year, so September to September, it's gone from 3.3 to 7.4. It's a 150% rise, with Chinese branded vehicles totaling 90,571 vehicles. Of the 1.2 million cars sold across the European Union, the EFTA, and the United Kingdom in September. State-owned SAIC, of course, of MG fame, or rather the other way around, I should say, logged 33,500 European registrations in September. SAIC acquired MG back in 2007. They do sell petrol, hybrid and pure BEV models over here as well. It's the top-selling Chinese brand. Well, BYD entered Europe 3 years ago, set up a European headquarters and has been preparing local passenger vehicle production before the end of the year. It sold 25,000 vehicles in September, about five times its level a year ago. The data from the ACEA, the Carmakers Association, for the first 8 months of the year, showing BYD almost at 100,000 vehicles, tripling volumes versus the same time last year. Tesla falling to 133,000 from 200,000 the year before. So you can see BYD catching up. SAIC, by the way, year-to-date, 192,000. So SAIC now significantly bigger than Tesla in Europe. And BYD chomping on their heels as well. I've seen just anecdotally, obviously the data is the data, can't argue with it, anecdotally, more BYDs just flying around. And, you know, obviously we look at the data points, so we're guided by that, but then there's also the cars that you see. And that also has an impact, doesn't it? Now, I don't do a ton of miles, and
I'm not on the road a huge amount, so that factors into it as well. I'm pretty much just doing the school run and the shopping these days now that I work from home, and I'm not road testing vehicles and stuff like so many of my friends and colleagues in the kind of EV media space. And so I have a different role, really. And I'm seeing a lot of BYDs. If I did a lot more miles, I wonder how many more I'd see. Now, this next case is utterly fascinating. A Chinese court has reaffirmed a verdict in favour of the consumer in a dispute over deceptive advertising with Xiaomi. Now, a buyer said the advertised optional extra that he paid for, the replicated prototype dual duct design of the SU7 Ultra bonnet or hood, didn't deliver what was promised. And what it said is if you upgrade the bonnet and it's got the air vents in it, it cools the wheels. There's more heat dissipation. Now, the buyer took delivery of his SU7 Ultra from Xiaomi, purchased the optional carbon fiber vented hood for 42,000 yuan. That's not insignificant. That's like $6,000. I mean, there's some EVs that don't cost more for the entire car. So this was an optional extra. Marketing claimed, and I quote, dual duct direct airflow to wheel hubs supporting wheel hub heat dissipation. Sounds interesting. Sounds like if you are doing some performance driving, maybe track driving, and you want to get temperatures under control, actually having some more airflow sucked in and then directed through out to dissipate heat of the brakes, that could be a good thing. But when they got the vehicle and compared it to other Xiaomi's, actually the bonnet didn't do anything. It was a fake. It didn't direct airflow anywhere or enhance wheel hub dissipation. The disassembly showed an internal structure that was identical, or nearly identical, to the standard aluminium hood and was only 1.3 kilograms lighter for his $6,000 equivalent out of pocket. So took it to court. Now, the court rejected Xiaomi's appeal and upheld the lower court, which was in favour of the consumer, ordering Xiaomi to, well, there's the financial recompense. There's $3,000 refund of the deposit, $17,500 in compensation, and about $1,400 in legal fees. But for a while there, Xiaomi could do no wrong. They came from nowhere. They launched amazing product, and now products had long waiting lists, and really nobody saying anything bad about them until, well, this. There has also been some negative headlines around an accident, some fires as well. But really, Xiaomi, I think, has managed to, I don't mean this to be come across as awful or anything, but in a way, shrug off that negative publicity. But I think this being deceptive in terms of the what the customer would get for what you're paying for it, because this gentleman who took it to court wouldn't be the only one that did it, and so clearly there'll be other claims now, and there's, you know, no understanding what happened here. Like, why did they do it? Why would they make the promise? Why didn't the engineering follow through on what was being bought? We won't know, but a very, very curious case. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about a new BYD pickup, quite a compact pickup with a shorter bed. BYD has lodged a European design registration for a Shark pickup, not the Shark 6, that's on sale already in Australia and worldwide, actually, previewing exterior styling and signalling overseas intent. The EU Intellectual Property Office published the design today, October 23rd, identifying the model as an entry-level member of BYD's Shark series. That is currently represented by the Shark 6, which is really fascinating, particularly in Australia, Ute, which is selling very well. Previously seen in China in May, doing road tests with heavy camouflage on, the pickup follows BYD's current design language for the Dynasty series, like the C-Lion 6, Song Plus CLU, according to Car News China. The EU filing underscores BYD's plan to export to Europe. The first Shark series vehicle was the Shark 6, and that's still not in the domestic market, despite being sold worldwide. This new pickup, which looks less utilitarian, may I say, more like perhaps a leisure vehicle with some practicality of having a short bed. Europe, Latin America and Australia also being the targets for this. Patterned images show a short open bed and proportions similar to something like a Hyundai Santa Cruz, based on the Hyundai Tucson or the Verizon FX. Chinese reports say it will adopt or may adopt the DMO plug-in hybrid system like the Shark 6. That's a fascinating system. It's got a plug socket on the side, engine as a generator, but also can drive the wheels, or be offered with less powerful DMI or DMP powertrains. We'll wait and see. No timescale on that. Let's talk XPeng and the XPeng X9 EREV with its total range of 1,600 kilometres. The extended range version of the MPV is now on sale. It pairs a 63.3 kilowatt hour battery and a 60 litre fuel tank. So that's how they get to the combined 1600 kilometres of range, according to their Weibo post. Of course, that'll be CLTC certified. It's a 7-seater. So the X9 is their big MPV. And it looks fantastic. The best way I can describe it, as I try to sometimes, to put an image in your mind's eye as you're listening to this, imagine a Hyundai Ioniq 5, but longer and obviously taller in MPV form, not with all the pixel headlights and stuff, but very similar, like straight lines, very sharp, a crease going at maybe 35, 40 degrees up the side of the vehicle. I think it looks great, by the way. I mean, as good as an MPV can look, by the way. Like, it is a bus. But either way, it's their global flagship at Xiaopeng, and it's the first super extended range product they're making. The X9 launched in China in January 2024. The EREV version is the brand's first EREV in production, and they've submitted four existing models to go EREV. The X9 is expected to be the first hybrid which reaches the market. Battery only range of somewhere like 450 kilometers. It's a big boy battery, isn't it? 63.3 kilowatt hours, and the engine as well. They obviously have a big market to address in China, where people are looking at that form factor of an EREV powertrain. I'm not convinced by it, but who am I to disagree? Because plenty of people are buying them. Now, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Shell and Geely Galaxy and CATL. Stick around. Back in a mo.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, let's talk about Sun Woda unveiling a polymer all-solid-state cell named the Xin Bixiao at the 2025 New Energy Battery Industry Development Conference. They have reported 400 watt-hours per kilogram. So talking about gravimetric energy density there. 400 is not off the charts, but it's certainly very high, on the very high end of current technology. A 1200 cycle life and operation under ultra low external pressure. The company expects to build a 0.2 gigawatt hour pilot production line by the end of the year and a 1 gigawatt hour production line for 2026. Sun Woda says that the laboratory lithium metal super batteries that they're testing have gone as high as 520 watt hours per kilogram, and they are aiming for lab samples up around 700 watt hours per kilogram. That would be game-changing when that gets commercialized. In July, a VP at the company disclosed 20 amp-hour all-solid-state cells are here with 400 watt-hours per kilogram, which, again, is at the very top end, or better than most things in what we're driving already with lithium-ion technology. Chery, separately, as I've mentioned on the podcast, demonstrating their all-solid-state module last week. That was 600 watt-hours per kilogram energy density, which would unlock EV ranges of 12 to 1300 kilometers with initial vehicle integration testing for 2027. So a little way off, but this is the way we're heading. Geely's Galaxy Starship 7. Is coming. This is a plug-in hybrid, not an EREV. This is what is almost described as a good old-fashioned plug-in hybrid these days. Almost refreshing to see a plug-in hybrid, because so many EREVs around. Geely's Galaxy Starship 7 in the Galaxy family brings their super hybrid system to a compact SUV. Think of this like a Honda CR-V, if that makes sense. Built on their new energy architecture, it's a 1.5-litre engine and a pretty small set of batteries, either 8 or 19 kilowatt hour. So, yeah, that's not a very ambitious battery size, but it's a plug-in hybrid, not an EREV. Interior features with premium trim across the board, some nice fabric on the door panels and seats, two-spoke wheel, 10.2-inch digital cluster, 13.8-inch head-up display, 14.6-inch infotainment screen, and some nice 14-point massaging, heated ventilated seats, and a 16-speaker sound system as well, starting at about $13,700 or $100,000 yuan. Now, Shell is concentrating its EV charging expansion in China, where more than half of its global charging terminals are now located. The London-based company Shell operates 70,000 charging plugs globally, 40,000 of them in China. And the CTO there saying that Shell opened their first Chinese charging site in Tianjin in 2018, when new energy vehicle sales were tiny, 4.5% of China's total auto sales. And what, this year it's going to be, well, over 50. We'll talk about that more on the podcast. Shell has agreements with BYD, Geely and Xiaomi to extend access for private EV owners across China. These partnerships and network in reinforcements say that Shell have a competitive position and want a brand focus on China. And finally, nearly 3 years after CATL announced a 7.3 billion euro greenfield project in Hungary, the second largest city there, called Debrecen, the battery maker has been reviewing its scale after the move to EV is happening at a different speed of which was predicted. The factory will supply BMW, Mercedes, and other European brands. Phase one has increased 20% to now 40 gigawatt hours per year. But there were two subsequent stages, and they're now being rethought, subject to market demand, according to CATL officials. And China's presence remains visible in Europe, given the volume of investment. A standoff, though, with Beijing over European demands for Chinese tech transfers and the price of investment is dulling the prospects of a surge of Chinese investment between now and the end of the decade. CATL's plan to send thousands of workers to Europe to build and fit out a 4 billion euro plant in Spain in a joint venture with Stellantis didn't go down well. That's raised questions about Chinese firms sharing industrial know-how when they ship over their own workers to build the thing. And automotive analyst Matthias Schmidt says, I don't expect much knowledge sharing or tech transfer to take place, noting that EU manufacturers were forced into local joint ventures a couple of decades ago in China, which gave China the production skills to end up where they are now. He says, now the sous chef has opened their own restaurant down the road. Love it. And many Debrecen workers are coming from China, making Chinese foreigners a common sight now in a city that was once exclusively Hungarian. And that is your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. See you on the next one.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.